So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends. And recently, they were over, and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands, and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this, and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that, when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. And you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Hi, you're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for a mailing list, buy sex toys from mypleasure.com, and you can also download my iPhone app, 101 Sex Tips from Sex with Emily. And you can also find more information there about my Facebook page and Twitter and all that good stuff. So thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm here with Menace, my producer.
Hello.
Hi, Menace.
How are you doing?
We can find you at whitemenace.com.
Yeah. I never asked you about your website. Do you actually get to have sex with Emily?
I do own Sex with Emily.
No. Do you get to have – if I go to the website?
No, you don't get to have – no. Okay. I've not had sex with anyone who's just come to the website randomly.
You should say you did. We can get some extra downloads, but go ahead.
Yes, I have sex with everybody who downloads. Everybody download the show.
Yes.
No, we've been getting a lot of downloads. Our numbers are way up, so
sweet.
Thanks, everybody, for downloading the show and telling your friends. And we're also looking for advertisers. If anybody – a few – actually, people sent me some leads for advertisers, so I appreciate that. If you know anyone who wants to advertise, we have a significant number of downloads and hits to our website. And there's also the donate button. I'm just going to get it out of the way on our website that you can donate through PayPal. You know, we don't get any money for the show. And so if you would like to support it, giving, you know, $10, whatever you can, we'd appreciate it, wouldn't we, Menace?
Yes, we would.
That would be so
and
nice.
And then I would like to thank the people at Stitcher. We stream at Stitcher.com, and it's a mobile web app. Or just an app where you can stream the show. So,
yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah, stream through there. So if you download the app for your mobile phone, just search Sex with Emily and you can hear the podcast.
It's funny. I've gotten a lot of letters in the last few weeks from people who said they found us on Stitcher. So, and I like to listen to the show when I'm like doing the sound check when I listen to the show, which I rarely do. But when I do listen to it, I listen to it through Stitcher on my phone when I'm just driving with my headpiece on.
Yeah, and all the new Ford vehicles have Stitcher in them. So you can listen to it in your car without having to have a bunch of different cables or anything like that.
That's really cool. Sex with Emily everywhere.
Yes.
We're taking over the world.
I like it.
Yeah. How are you this week?
I'm good.
What's new?
I wanted to ask you something because last night, I do a radio show here in San Francisco. It's a music show, so you're not going to find any sex there. But I had a...
Except for when you talk about your sex life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had this 13-year-old boy that called into my show.
Okay.
And he goes, I want to dedicate a song to this girl. She's my best friend. She just moved away to another city, which wasn't too far away. And you can get there by train within like 10 minutes. And I go, she's not really your friend. You really like her. You know, don't – come on. Don't play with me. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I do like her. And I go, dude, just go for it. Just go for it. Ask her out. You know, ask her to be your girlfriend.
Okay.
You know, I go, don't worry. Nothing's going to happen to you. She says no. And then you call me back and tell me how it goes. Right. So I get a call back an hour later from this guy and he goes, yeah, she said she just wanted to be friends.
Oh,
and I felt bad. bad.
Oh, no. Well,
now,
yeah.
Should I have done that?
Do you He's think 13. It's kind of young.
It was too young?
It's kind of young, 13, to encourage him. Because, you know, we'd give that advice on the show a lot to people. We're like, just ask. You've got nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say he kind of liked her more.
Yeah, than a friend. She wasn't really a friend. It was the girl that he liked.
Right. And he liked her. But at 13.
Yeah, and then I said, oh, you know what? She's just scared and shy.
Right, she really does like you.
Don't worry about it.
I think that's okay.
And I found out what city he lived in, so I go, oh, I know they have indoor skydiving in the city where he lives. And I go, oh, I know the guy. I'll hook you up with some.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I feel bad.
I know, honey. That's sad. I was hoping you'd call me back and you'd be like, we're going to the junior prom or something.
Oh, man. Well, I was heartbroken for him.
Oh, poor guy got shot down.
So 13?
I think that's okay to give advice. I don't know. I don't know if I would push it on a 13-year-old, maybe 16.
Mm-hmm.
13's a little young. This was like 7th grade, 8th grade. To say
people
are just starting to date then.
Yeah.
Or to boys and girls are starting to go steady or whatever
they
do now.
But I felt kind of bad, and then I was like, yeah, you know.
Well, when you're 13, skydiving, dating a girl, it's just the same. I think you kind of came clean with that. Like, he's like, psyched to go skydiving. He probably forgot all about the girl. And now that you hooked him up with skydiving.
Yeah, he was really excited about it.
There you go, honey.
All
done.
Right.
When you're 13, it's like sex, skydiving, whatever, same thing.
Okay, good.
Okay, I wouldn't worry about that. But I like that you're giving dating advice.
I'm trying to do the Lord's work.
Trying to do the Lord's work. Sex, family work. So last week's show was hilarious. I loved it with Charisma,
that
our
was
swinger.
Awesome, yeah.
She's so funny. We got a lot of good feedback from that show. If you guys listen to it or you want to download it from the website, it's with Charisma, who's a swinger, and she talked all about it and she was cracking us up.
That's
We're going to do some more video with her.
I did a headline to make people click it because I knew the show was really good, but I put in the headline on Twitter, I said, I think strip clubs are effing stupid and hear me battle it out with a stripper here. And I put a link.
You did?
I did.
That's hilarious.
Just so like it would entice people to listen. You know, it really wasn't too much of that going on.
No, but there was a fight.
I just knew the show was so good that people wouldn't mind saying that. And a lot of people clicked through and they listened to
it. They did? Can you tell how many?
We'll talk about that.
That's awesome. I love that you did that. Because, Menace, they did kind of fight about it. It was hilarious. Okay, so everyone should listen to last week's show. And thanks, everyone, for writing. We've been getting so many letters, and I really try to read all of them during the show, and I don't get to always email people back, but I just appreciate it. So keep listening because I do get to your letters eventually. So I wanted to start out that I found this really disturbing article today that came out. It's called What Married Women Want More Than Sex. It was iVillage.com did the survey.
Diamonds, money, shoes.
The study indicates many women with happy sex lives would rather read, watch movies, or sleep than have sex. So they're married and they'd much rather, and it says they rate their sex life. So it was 2,000 women ages 18 to 49. And they say that 77% say that they're really happy with their sex life, but 63% of them would rather sleep, watch a movie, or read than have sex. That's kind of upsetting. And then I posted it on my Facebook page. I mean, it's predictable. It's not like shocking news because couples get into the same humdrum routine and they just don't have sex anymore, which is what we talk about all the time. But I got a lot of – I posted it on Facebook today, and this woman said she's a MD – and she said the rate is actually higher in her practice if the women don't want to have sex. And then another guy posted that you think it's bad here in America. You should see what it's like in Japan. Apparently, there's an epidemic of complete post-marriage sexual shutdown.
What?
Wife pops out a kid or two, and that's it. Nada. Then they go on compensated dates with teenage schoolgirls. That's what the Japanese men do.
No way. Because, they're known to be some freaks.
Yeah. They're not.
I didn't think that would be
shut
going
down
on over there.
And then the doctor says, women in depletion generally they're depleted because their adrenal glands, they're depleted neurotransmitters, serotonin, dopamine, and depleted moms in particular. They have to stay connected, evolve in their relationship to our erotic creature. Take investment in yourself. We don't spend enough time on it. So, and then a lot of people on my website were like, on Facebook. We're like, that's really pathetic. It's not true. Another guy said, my theory is that the wedding ring cuts off blood flow to the vital areas, diminishing your sex drive.
Yes, true.
And I don't know.
Well,
so,
in my single life, I've had women hit me up in the middle of the night trying to get some sex.
Right.
And I would just be so tired that I'd rather sleep.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I'm like that too
as
sometimes.
A young man to hear, but I enjoy sleep. I love sleep.
I know.
Don't even try to talk to me. I just want to go to bed.
But sometimes you want sex, especially yes. when you're in a new relationship.
Of course.
But when you get married, I think you just don't. You'd rather read. I mean, I have some nights where I'd rather read. I was dating a guy last year, I remember, and he always wanted me to come over, and I'm like, I'm really into my website right now. I'm like getting some code down or something.
No
And I don't
way.
Want to have sex. But I think we get
reading,
out of the routine of having sex.
Reading is dumb, but asleep is understandable.
Yeah. No, reading's good. Do you read?
Reading's for dorks.
They'd rather read. Everyone's rather reading than having sex. And the thing is that, and then a lot of women wrote in my Facebook page that they actually want more sex than their husbands, which I've heard a lot of, that women in their 30s who are married or even in relationships, they want more sex than the men. Because the whole myth out there that you hear, or the stereotype, is that it's the woman who doesn't want sex. But I feel like I've heard more often than not that it's the men, as they get older, they don't want sex as much. I've had that happen.
At least with their wives.
Exactly. They want to have sex with the teenage schoolgirls or whatever
yes.
they do in Japan. But I think it's sort of sad state of affairs. But that's just how it is. And that's why hopefully people listen to the show and they get reinvigorated. Because once you, if you don't, and if you are this woman and you're listening, or this man and this couple, and your wife doesn't want to have sex, I just think that you have to take the 30-day sex rule. I've said this before. You should have sex 30, just make a commitment that you're going to have sex every day for 30 days. And it's like going to the gym. It's like, you know, the first few days you go to the gym, you hate it, but then you crave it.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens with sex. I swear to God, you start having sex and you're like, oh yeah, we have sex again, and it's good. You gotta like, it's like a squeaky wheel, and you gotta get in the groove of sex.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I totally agree with that, because sometimes you just get out of the groove and then you're comfortable with not doing it, and you don't think it's a big deal. But
exactly.
Once you dive right back in, you're like, oh man, this is awesome.
Exactly.
More.
Exactly. I can't wait to get back into sex. This is the mm-hmm. longest I've ever gone in my entire life without having sex.
Wow.
I know. It's like 2.5 months.
How much have you gone done?
How much have I gone done?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like how like much work and like projects and stuff.
Oh, how much have I gotten done?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said how much. I thought you were going to ask me how much often I masturbated.
Oh. Well, how often do you masturbate?
More often.
Now that you've brought that up.
More often. Thanks for asking.
Really?
Even though you didn't ask. I've gotten a lot more done. I wrote a book.
Really?
Yeah. My book's going to come out soon. So I am, you know.
Did you dedicate it to me, the love
No,
of your life?
Honey. But you know what? I'm writing my thank yous. My thank yous are due. I should thank you.
Awesome.
Just for being you.
God,
and for not sharing enough.
Us. You want to see who the phone?
Yeah.
Is on the phone. Hello?
Can I please get tickets to Jonas Brothers?
No, shut up. Anyways.
You just told some kid to shut up.
Yeah, I did.
They were calling
all the
radio station. That's really nice, Menace. You're telling kids to go date 13-year-olds to go date. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're going to get into your letters now. And then we've got some sex in the news, and we've got some sex tips for men to please women.
Yeah.
How about that?
For men to please women?
For men on pleasing women, we've got some tips.
Okay.
Like we always do. Let's get into some letters, though, because there's a lot of letters.
All right.
Hi, Emily and Menace. I wrote a few weeks back asking for advice on how to give a man a blowjob the right way. I've given them to my ex many times and definitely love to do it for my guy. For some reason, my boyfriend now is having a hard time ejaculating and likes it a certain way. He gave up on me trying to do it and often says, no, that's okay, when I would try to. But anyway, the good news, I was finally able to do it for him. I couldn't be happier. I think your podcast was my inspiration to give it a go. Can't wait till I can do it again, since we live a couple hours apart. Thank you for your advice on how to properly execute the twist with the hand tongue at the top method. Thanks again. Do you remember that?
No.
I'm trying to remember the method.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for writing, sweetie. I don't have her name here, but the twist, it's like the, I'm trying to do it. Twist with the hand tongue at the top. So you twist
mm-hmm.
with your hand as you're. So you're using your hands with the blowjob, and then you twist and lick at the top.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I
Can
like
you
this.
Picture that?
That's
I
amazing.
Love inspiring people. She
I
gave
love,
her.
I love that she just kept on trying.
She kept on trying. Don't give up. Don't give up. It's like everything in life. Persistence, persistence. You can always improve your sex life, which is why you're listening to this podcast, I hope.
And some women are just terrible at it. Awful.
Terrible at oral sex?
Awful.
Tell me what one thing that a woman has done that's been terrible.
Just like super slow.
Slow the whole time?
Yes.
Because slow is good sometimes.
Yeah, but it's just super slow and like super like soft. You know,
right.
They put no
No,
yeah, you gotta.
You want to like suction and
you know,
wet.
Grab on. You know, I need you to like trying to suck off the paint off of like you know,
what
something.
Is it? The chrome off the bumper?
Yeah,
that's
chrome
it?
Off a bumper. Right. You know, that's what I need you to do. No, you know, don't try don't to be like gentle with it.
Yeah, women just
yeah,
suck.
Get in there.
Yeah, that's. I heard a lot of women can't. I've heard a lot of men complain about. We should give tips next week about women and oral sex, how to give better blowjobs. Because we did talk about, oh, so just to mention the hand job debate, yes. We need to, this has been going on now for weeks, and men has heard from somebody who thought maybe it was going on too long. No, but we got lots of letters about it.
So and, we think, well, we've been getting messages, I've been getting messages on Facebook about, they love the hand job debate, but we've just been talking about it too long. So maybe we'll read these messages and then take a break.
Right. We may have to take a little break. But I appreciate hearing from everybody about the hand job issue. And I think that everyone should keep giving hand jobs. Okay. No. Emily, I just found your show on iTunes. And I've been listening to your show and it rocks. I am having a problem with the relationship I'm in. I'm 31 and been dating a girl for 2 months. The girl I'm dating is 33 and has a 14-year-old child. We have talked about what we want in the future. She just told me that I am the one, in all caps. She wants to be with me long term. I haven't met her child yet. I'm having trouble thinking about long term and if I want to jump right into a family. That is, if I'm with her and the child comes with the package. Any thoughts or tips would be great. I really enjoy the show. Keep up the good work, Mike. Whoa, that's a heavy one. Okay, I would say you've been together 2 months. You haven't met the kid yet, and she's saying you're the one. Those are all kind of warning signs right there, Mike.
Yeah.
2 months. I mean, I don't think that you should meet the kid right away. But I just think that how can she say you're the one when she has a kid and you haven't even met the kid yet and it's been 2 months? Like, so, and you're young still. You're 33. You're 31. And I just.
31's not too young.
No, you're right. Okay, sorry.
What?
I still think that's young to get. That's 30 is about right to get married.
You are out there as a recluse.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
Just because I'm not going to get married.
Yeah, because people are settling down at this age.
You're right. 30 is a good age. Okay, sorry, Mike. 31 is a good age, but 2 months with the girl and you haven't met the kid yet.
Yeah.
I think it's time to start meeting the kid after 2 months. But what if he's a terror? What if she's a bad mom? Like, what if you see the way she interacts with him and that turns you off? And anyway, I just don't understand how a woman can say you're the one if you haven't even, she hasn't seen you interact with her kid yet, which is probably her life, you know, her kid or child. Yeah. It's her and love. What do you think, Menace?
I think you should find out if she makes more money than you.
Why?
To make sure she's not looking for a
sugar daddy?
A sugar daddy or a baby's daddy.
A baby's daddy that's not the baby daddy. That's,
you know,
interesting.
To help contribute because, you know, it doesn't, I'm not saying that the love is not pure, but it might be an added bonus because taking care of a child is not cheap. You know?
That's true. That's
and
true.
And you could be helping the situation. And
you're
I'm not saying,
like a man, Menace. I like it.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you are.
Not to think negative towards the relationship because maybe she really does think you're the one and stuff like that. But just take a step back and take a look at everything.
Okay. I think so, too. I think, Mike, no need to rush it about talking about that anyone's the one after 2 months. I just say to anybody, like, that's the 2 months is when you're crazy thinking you're falling in love. You feel like it's like the dopamine, the serotonin, all your chemicals are flying and you feel like you're in love. But really, like I'd say 6 months, you can start talking about that. But 2 months too soon. Yep. Okay. Hey, Emily, my husband found your podcast and we listened to it on our 9-hour trip from New Jersey to Ohio.
Nice.
I have to let Menace know that he's wrong on the hand job ordeal. My husband was surprised and had so much fun as I slipped my hand in his pants for 10 minutes while he was driving. It got us so riled up that we could hardly unpack the car before we had some great sex. I think that the hand job has a good place in a relationship and adds variety and spontaneity in any healthy relationship. Loved the advice. We will continue to listen and spice it up. Her name's Emily, signed Emily. Another Emily giving hand jobs. On the road, of all things. He was driving. It's like Roadhead.
On the road.
You know, someone actually that's coming up talked about that in a letter. So that's good. She spiced it up with a hand job on the road.
Ooh, great. Not as good as a blowjob.
Road hand instead of Roadhead.
Yeah.
Road hand.
Waste of time.
Okay. Dear Emily, first let me say that I love the show. I found it on accident, but I will tell the truth. I was just looking for this kind of podcast about sex. Not too graphic, but not too dull. I'll pull your hair out. It's not too dull. I'll pull your hair out. But enough of that. On with my email. It's on the lingerie debate you and Menace were having. And yeah, it's very sexy to have your lady dress sexy for you. Not only will the end be just as good, if not better, it gives time for all the fun stuff before the grand prize. I'm 28 years old and figured out a long time ago all the prep work, so it's worth the prize. Well, that's all for now, Emily. And ever want a good old Southern boy to come on down from Alabama, I'll visit you. Keep the good work. If it hasn't happened yet, congrats on the engagement. He's probably talking to you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Hey, Joe. Thanks, Joe, so much. Okay, so lingerie is a great – that comes up all the time. If your girl, woman, whatever, is wearing sexy lingerie and she put it on for you in the garters and stuff, take your time, like, admire her, tell her how hot she looks, and be slow, slow, slow taking it off. I have a whole chapter on my book in this. Not a chapter, but a few pages on lingerie. It's hot. You don't think that a woman in lingerie is hot,
Mexican?
I was going to call you Mexi. Sexy Menace?
No, it's – I'm just saying it's not necessary. But it totally is.
But let's
sexy.
Say she does
but
it.
Some of the stuff is ridiculous.
Like, what's ridiculous?
It's like so 80s.
What, like if they wear the red frills, lace?
Yeah, the stuff that ends up at Victoria, not Victoria's Secret, Frederick's of Hollywood and stuff like
yeah.
that. It's ridiculous. It's cheesy.
It is cheesy.
You know?
But I don't wear that stuff. I wear like cotton, cute stuff.
You can be just as sexy wearing, you know, just like a tank top, wife beater, and some
right.
boy shorts.
But
you
here's the key thing about lingerie.
Stupid, some device like with all these straps, you know, where I need schematics on how to take it apart.
Some women, that's a great word, some women feel sexier in lingerie, so it makes them feel sexier, and then they want you to say, wow,
how
that's
self-indulgent
hot.
Of them.
We have egos that need to be stroked
yeah.
and other parts of our body as well. So I appreciate, Joe, that you appreciate lingerie, unlike Menace here. Okay. Hey, Emily, I just started listening to your podcast a few months ago, and I'm hooked. I just wanted to comment on your last discussion. Are you a Tuesday date girl or a Friday or Saturday date girl?
Oh, yeah.
I know you expressed some negatives as to why Tuesday is bad, but assuming you met the guy over the weekend, maybe he likes you so much he wants to see you and take you out the next chance he got, the earlier the better. Why wait till Friday? Just another perspective. Keep it up, G. Well, gee, that's a good point. I was talking about this guy that I met that asked me to go out on Tuesday. The problem is I had met him a week earlier. He waited a week to call me and then asked me to go out on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. But you know what? If you really think about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of discounts on tacos on Tuesday. So Taco Tuesdays, $2 tacos.
Do you think that's what it was?
That's an awesome date.
It's an awesome date.
Yeah.
He did not take me to tacos. So I have not had sex, but I did have a date. So I wasn't supposed to really be dating on my manatorium because
yeah.
I gave up men, but he was hot.
You so made out with him.
I didn't make out with him. I didn't make out with him.
Lie. All
didn't.
Lies. No,
anyway,
tell me everything about this date then. What happened?
We went.
Don't lie. Just tell me.
We went out for drinks, and
drinks,
then we went out for dinner.
Lube you up.
I got
bit.
A little lubed up. I had a dirty martini, which is my new favorite drink.
Yeah,
love it. Just olive juice and vodka. Bring it. And then we went to the Mission District, which is in San Francisco, and had some.
That's why I didn't get laid. It wasn't classy enough. For
no,
you.
Mission.
You had to go to the marina,
honey. I'm so not the marina chick. I haven't been to the marina in years. You know that I'm not. And then we went, and then he tried to kiss me, and I wouldn't kiss him.
What? You denied him?
Because I'm on a manatorium.
No,
I shouldn't even have had a date.
Way.
Yeah, I denied him, but he's hot. But
no,
he's young, a lot younger than
way.
Me. Yeah. I did it.
Burned.
But right now, it's really weird. This is, like I said, the longest I've gone, and there are no even prospects of anyone I'm dating. It's a very strange. Because, you know, your brain wants to have someone to think about. So then I'm thinking about my ex and, like, texting my ex, even though I don't like him, that I love him. Because he texts me that he loves me and he wants to be with me and he thinks we should be together. So I'm like, yeah, I feel the same, but I really don't.
Weirdo.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
But he knows that we love each other and we're never going to be together.
Let me guess. You're going to break your manatorium when...
When what?
When Sex and the City 2 comes out.
No, my birthday's coming up in 2 weeks and...
what?
I know. I know. And then, but
what's
I still.
What's going to happen?
Nothing. I'm not going to have sex
Maya,
on my birthday. I'm not
going to do. Birthday?
I'm going to, you know, I'm doing a girls' night.
You are?
All my girls.
Yeah, right.
I love,
all
I got the best
girls,
women in my life.
The girls are just going to pump up your ego all night. They're going to get you wasted and you're going to call somebody at 2 a.m.
I might get late on my birthday. I should. Happy birthday to me. But the weird thing is what I'm saying is I have no prospects even. I have no one in, even I got my ex who doesn't even live here that I can text because I get the text. Don't you think you get a certain high from the texting? like a certain fun, like flirtiness, even if you don't like the even if you're not that into the person. Tell me you don't have yes. Tell me that you don't have texting things going on with women that you have no plans to be with, but you like the texting, sexting.
I don't text them. They text me.
Do they text you naked pictures?
They don't text me naked pictures. No, but they text me like they want to hang out and stuff.
And you just ignore them?
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I just leave it open-ended.
Okay.
Whatever.
You don't have any women that you kind of lead on through text, but you don't?
No.
Because, okay, so there's this woman that she's in this office that I work in, and she is like, she said, there's this guy. I think there's a lot of men out there that give good sex, but they're not necessarily interesting guys. Like, she went on a date with him 3 times. She had a great date with him. And then afterwards, he said he would text her these really funny, he said, you looked really hot and really funny, charming things. But during the date, he was a bore, but he was great at texting.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to text you for fun. I'm texting you to bang you. I'm not going to, you know, have this fun.
Maybe
flirty.
Women like the flirty high more.
Because you guys are just a bunch of teases. And I'm not going to play your little game.
Menace. Okay, next letter.
You better be, if we're texting, you better be naked in front of me within an hour.
You've never had a girl send you a naked picture?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have.
Time. Okay. I'm just saying not recently. No one's sending me naked pictures.
Okay, got it. Just keep me posted.
All right.
Have a seat on the couch, Alex. What seems to be the issue?
Well, Dr. Slobotnik, my partner wants me to clean up my hair down there, and I'm hesitant.
Yes. It seems that your subconscious is projecting a castration fear onto your decision-making. Classic example.
No.
Well, then it's simple. You are in love with your mother. Good day.
No, I think it's just I don't know what products to buy.
Yes, that's a brain scratcher.
Male grooming just got a whole lot easier and less awkward thanks to Max for Men. Max for Men makes shave cream, shave balms, and colognes that not only smell great and condition all kinds of hair and skin, but are pheromone infused, so you get that extra dash of sex appeal.
Ah, sex appeal. The deep, bellowing cry of the primal man-beast.
Doctor, where are you from again?
Oh, you know, Europe.
If you want to look your best, feel your best, and smell your best, check out Max for Men today. That's Max, the number 4, men.com.
Hey, Emily, just wanted to thank you for your show. I love it. I'm a sophomore in college and have never been as confident as I have been since I started listening to your show. It's great motivation at the gym and during finals. I even talked my boyfriend into listening to it, and it's been great for conversation starters. I'm a very uptight, straight-laced person for my age, so it's great to have something to listen that loosens me up.
We're so dirty.
Back to studying. Thanks again, Sarah. P.S. Gorgeous eyes. Something you can't see in the podcast. Oh, she wrote me through Facebook.
Really?
I have beautiful eyes. She said gorgeous eyes.
Yeah,
my Facebook picture. Yeah, exactly. Someone told me, was it you? No, someone said, one of the listeners said, why don't I hook up with Charisma?
Oh, make out with her?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Week.
That would give some web hits.
She was hot. Do you think she was hot?
She was cool.
She was cool. Yeah, you're not saying that. Okay. Hey, Em, love the show and wish we were longer like before. Okay. As far as the handjob debate, I am all for them in addition to other sexual acts. Go team Emily and Menace, Angela. Okay.
Where are all these lists? I want to, like, know what cities.
I know. Where do you all live?
Yeah, can you, one of you, write an email?
That's great.
I mean, I know some of you do, but. Others that don't say, like, hey, what city you're from?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I want to know where the hell you're from.
So when we're traveling through the United States, we can crash at your house.
I'm driving cross country next week.
Yeah. Maybe you can stay with a bunch of listeners.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, hey, I'll give you free advice if I can stay at your place. Isn't that crazy that I'm driving cross country?
Yeah. Which way are you going?
I don't know yet. My friend is going to her 4th year of vet school in Louisiana. And so I'm driving with her all the way from San Francisco to Texas, and I'm flying back from Houston.
That's amazing.
So I don't know where I'm going to go a long way. My friend's going to help plan it out.
I think, I don't know. Are you going through Arizona?
I don't know.
Because there's very beautiful women there. I don't know about guys, but I know, I wouldn't make out with him, but I know some hot, good-looking guys
right?
out there.
In Arizona?
Arizona.
Okay, I'll get your numbers. Maybe that's how we'll settle our route.
Yeah.
You'll send me their pictures and their numbers.
Numbers, and they'll hook you up.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, another letter.
What? I have a cousin that's she was Miss Arizona.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Your cousin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So, she's got a lot of hot women. Yeah, Arizona.
A lot of my family's from Texas.
They are?
Yeah.
I'll say howdy.
And there's a McMurray University, which is my real last name, and there's a college out there in Texas.
I don't even know your last name. Yeah. I forget your real name.
No, well, it's cool because my parents don't even call me by my real name.
They call
it's
you Menace? Menace?
Everybody calls me Menace.
That's awesome. Yeah. I forget your – it's like John or something.
No.
I know. I don't even remember. Okay, hey, I just really need some advice. I'm a new listener, so I don't know if you've done anything about this before on a previous show, but my girlfriend dumped me. I'm 18, and we'd been dating for just over 2 years. I'm at a school 2 hours away from her. I've come home or she's come to see me every weekend, and now with just a month to go, she said she felt like she was forcing it. I thought that things were perfect. I think she did it because she is stressed with school and everything, but I want her back, and I don't know what to do. We have done this exact thing before, but it wasn't quite this serious. What do I do? How do I give her time and space, but let her know I'm still here? Any help would be appreciated. I'm extremely hurt by all this. Thank you, Chris. P.S. You have a great show. Hey, Chris. God, you're 18. I would say let her go right now. She's done it twice.
Just say, yo, you got my number. Call me if you need me. And then even when she does call, don't respond right away. Because once she knows that she has you at any time, then she's going to be off having fun until she gets burnt by somebody, and then she'll call you.
Yeah, I feel like, Chris, you can just let her know. Like, I think you are probably already have let her know that you're there, but to call her and to bother her, to email her and stay on her radar, like, I think there's a way that if you step back, that's not what she's expecting. Mm-hmm. And it's not – I'm not talking about playing games. I'm talking about actually taking care of yourself. So you got to move on just because she's told you she's not that into you right now. Whatever you want to say, she can't be there for you now. And for you to be waiting around for her and you're 18 years old, there's probably lots of women you could be dating now. I understand that you're in love or maybe you take a break from dating, but I wouldn't be waiting around for her. She's done this twice. You guys have done this before. And that's sort of a sign. And maybe she'll come back around. But I would just be busy and get into other things and move on with your life. And if she circles back, she circles back.
And once a woman knows that she's in control, she's not going to want you. True or
sometimes,
not true, Emily, don't lie.
Say it again.
Once a woman knows that she can have you at any time, she's not going to want you.
I don't think that's always true, but I think
most
there is
of the time,
some truth.
It is.
When it's uneven balance, she's saying to you right now, I don't want to be with you. I agree with you, Menace, that she's probably thinking, but I can get him back anytime I want.
Yeah. And
to be honest, I've been in that situation.
And once you take that away from them, then they freak out.
You get busy, Chris, with your life and you're a busy man and you got other stuff going on, which you really should. Get other stuff going on. I'm not talking about just with women, but just move on with your life that she might find that more. Maybe you're being too needy and too much.
That's what I'm saying. You got to flip it around. You got to take it back, my friend. Take back the power.
Take back the power.
And then but you have to show that you are a strong person. And once she initially starts contacting you, you can't just like turn around and be Mr. Nice Guy again, because then she's just going to use that against you again.
Yeah.
You got to be a man. Man up.
Man up. Don't kiss her ass.
Yeah.
Don't tell her. I mean, because your question to me was, how can I let her know that I'm still here? I'm sure she knows it, and just move on for now.
Yes.
Because she's not available, and I don't want you to suffer, and you're 18 years old. You can go out and have some 18-year-old tail. A lot of men would love to be in your position right now.
Yes.
But when you're 18, you don't realize how lucky you are.
I was just thinking.
You can tap 18-year-old ass.
It's cool. We've been talking about the 18-year-old, but I was just thinking, can I go out on the girls' night out on your birthday?
Really?
Can I be one of the girls?
Do you want to?
Because I think it would be funny.
Because of my type
of attitude, I would be like having fun with you guys all night long.
They'd be throwing like darts at you and stuff. I know. That would be hilarious. No, they'd love you.
No.
They'd love you up. You can totally come.
Maybe.
You're like my best friend.
I don't want to invite myself.
Oh, you can come.
I wasn't invited.
No, I'm not. You could be the entertainment. Will you strip?
I mean, I might have sex with some people, but I'm not going to strip.
I've got really cute friends. I know every woman says that, but I really do.
And
they're smart.
That means they're not cute.
No, they're smart too.
Great.
No, they are. They're smart, cute, single. All my friends are single now. I don't know why, but it's kind of awesome. No. They're all like in or out of relationships.
High maintenance.
They're smart. Do you think a lot of women are high maintenance? What's the sign of a high maintenance woman?
How old are they?
They're between the ages of 28 and 38, I guess.
Then they were in relationships for a while.
Some of them.
Their men wouldn't commit, so then they broke up.
some, but some they just weren't into the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss, you can't stereotype.
Yeah.
Don't box my friends in.
Okay.
Okay. Let's move on to some sex in the news.
All right.
How do you feel about that?
Okay.
So this is interesting. The sex.com domain, it heads back to the auction block. So it's up for sale.
Really?
The bankrupt company, that owns sex.com domain name and its creditors have reached an agreement to put the valuable name back up for sale. The web address, which was reported to have sold for $14 million in 2006, wow, is considered the most valuable in the world, among the most valuable in the world, which you can imagine. Sex is the top searched term on the web. It will be auctioned off by a domain name marketplace, according to papers filed. And it's so interesting that it's like $14 million, and then they went bankrupt with the most popular domain. Obviously, they should have gone to business school or something. These are not great business people.
Yeah.
How do you mess up sex.com?
I don't know. Whoever bought whitehouse.com is a genius.
Why?
Because whitehouse.com goes to a porn site.
Oh, really?
You didn't know that?
You think the government would have killed them and bought it back?
Why?
Or something?
No.
FBI?
Can't do anything about it.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it a good porn site?
I don't know. Never went to it.
Okay. Well, speaking of porn, there's a date set released for the Kendra, sex tape. You know, Kendra Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures?
I heard she's banging multiple guys.
And women.
What?
Yeah, it's like a lesbian sex tape. And she's Kendra Wilkinson, who's on the Playboy show. What was it?
The Girls Next Door.
Girls Next Door. Thank you for my pop culture reference.
I know all that.
They've already seen her very exposed before in Playboy, but this is supposed to be a really hardcore.
Yeah, it's not like it's new news, but
it's going to be released on my birthday.
Released
June 2nd. That's what I want for my birthday.
She just got married.
I know.
And
I wonder.
A baby.
I think her husband's bummed.
Yeah,
but you can't be shocked.
Why?
That she's a sex tape.
Why?
I don't know. She's like in Playboy. Like, who doesn't have a sex tape? If you've been in Playboy, you're like, Playboy. I might as well do a sex tape. It's a slippery slope.
Oh,
it's a gateway, as you'd say.
So
being in Playboy is a gateway?
All the chicks that are in Playboy are whores.
No, I'm not saying they're whores.
What you're saying.
Honey, making a sex tape does not make you a whore. I think some people do it just for my mother made a sex tape. Is she a whore?
Your mother's not a whore, but your mother's probably not banging multiple guys in her sex tape.
No, that's true. But it's Kendra. She's like a porn star.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, she's like
her.
A Playboy.
She's nice.
So, yeah. She hot?
She's not my style.
No.
I'm not really into blondes.
How about fake breasts?
I've had two girlfriends with fake breasts.
And how do you feel about that? Did you know right away they were fake?
No, because they got them while they're with me. Because I know awesome plastic surgeon.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you tell them to do it?
No, they wanted to do it. And I said, one of my friends is like one of the top in Northern California for plastic surgery.
Do they feel the same? I made that motion of you squeezing.
Because it's totally a myth that about silicone versus saline, like
right.
Silicone.
Oh,
you're going to get, all these bad things are going to happen to you. And all the studies have shown that it was all bull,
really?
When they first pulled them off the market and
okay.
stuff like that. So silicone feels way more natural than saline. Saline it just feels like you have a bunch of like just bouncy water balls in there. So
you're like the expert here.
On the boobs. Yeah.
On the boobs.
I'm not really into it. Like it didn't really matter to me if
right.
they had it or not. It's
right.
just something
that's
that they,
what I've heard. Guys were like, yeah, it's there. Take it or leave it.
It's something they wanted to do. So I supported them. And
you're such a good man.
You know,
you're so supportive.
I gave one of the top surgeons out there. So
you just know everybody.
I do.
Okay. So Courtney Love had a lesbian fling with Kate Moss. Did you hear that?
I saw.
She said back in the 90s.
Anything that's like her, I don't really read.
So she said she had a lesbian fling with Kate Moss. That would be kind of hot, don't you think?
Not to name drop, but I am going to be hanging out with her on June 6th.
Courtney Love or Kate Moss?
Courtney Love, which is her new name is Courtney Michelle, by the way.
Why?
Because she's playing the concert that I
But why'd she change her
on.
Name? Why are you hanging out
because,
with her?
Because she was saying it was something about Kurt Cobain, and I guess like I don't know if he gave her the name or something, but she said I'm not Kurt Cobain's keeper anymore, so I'm changing my name and
wow.
I'm Courtney Michelle.
Okay, good to know. Thanks for clarifying that. Courtney Michelle had an affair with Kate Moss in the 90s. Who didn't? And then Kate Moss, it says, also hooked up with Lindsay Lohan.
Really?
Yeah. So they all hook up.
Awesome.
Everyone's a little bisexual. A little bisexual action here.
A little bisexual.
Why not?
When's the last time you kissed a girl? Or how many girls have you kissed?
How many girls have I kissed? I've kissed not that many.
Yeah?
A few.
Was it just like a little peck or was there some tongue?
I can't believe it. I don't talk about this.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, there was...
Well, you're just having fun.
I was having fun.
With the girls, having some drinks.
It wasn't a friend. It wasn't like a BFF.
It was just a random girl?
No, it was a girl that I met. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I know. Yeah. And she
what?
And
it's
I kissed
not like
her.
You're bisexual or no. Are you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
You're just doing it for fun.
It's hot.
You were like triple dog dared or something.
No,
so
no.
You can talk about it. So what
It was
happened?
A while ago.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about
did
it
Did you
now.
Feel her breasts?
I did. They
you
were
did?
Fake.
They were? What'd you think about them?
I thought it was hot.
Did you motorboat them?
What's that?
Did you put your face in them?
No.
Did you see her naked?
Half naked.
Half naked? Cool.
Did you think that I would have?
Saw her naked? No.
No, would you think that like, I would have kissed a girl?
Yeah. But not like seriously.
Right.
You're just doing it to be
right.
wacky.
It wasn't like totally serious. It was, yeah. No, it wasn't wacky, but it was fun. Ooh, crazy. Look at me kiss
Look
a girl.
At me. I'm making out.
It was
totally.
A while ago. No,
Where
but it was
you?
Hot.
Where were you?
I was at a party.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I was at a party.
Was there other people watching?
No, I don't think so.
So you're just in a room at a party.
Hey, whose show is this?
What?
It is Sex with Emily. My friend told me, he's like, Emily, it's called Sex with Emily, but you never talk about your own sex life. Yeah.
I don't think it's too risque to be talking about this.
No, you're right. And so, yeah, there were people around, and it was a kind of a funky party. And, yeah, we made out. And then I'm trying to think the other time. Ooh. Oh, the other time was at the Playboy Mansion.
Nice.
I went to the Playboy Mansion for a party. And
who wore the strap on?
There was nothing like that, Menace. There was
Just
no strap
kidding.
On.
All right.
So it was fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll get into that more another time.
It's a nice experience.
It was nice. She was nice and soft.
Yeah.
She had nice fake breasts. Okay, should we get into some sex tips?
Really
quickly.
Really
These
quickly.
Are really quick sex tips.
Like one or two.
Okay. Ready? These are some hot sex tips that all women wish that men knew. Here's one. Add a little danger. Go canoeing or hiking to spice up your sex life.
Canoeing.
The point is to add a distinct but manageable touch of danger to the day. It will stimulate dopamine in her brain, which can trigger her sex drive. Next, cool off with peppermint. Get naked. Pour peppermint schnapps in her belly button. Sip it. Then kiss her breast and blow on the spots you kiss. The peppermint schnapps and air will cause a cool sensation and heighten arousal.
The mint,
what do you think about
the
that?
Mint is very sexual.
Find her A spot.
A spot.
Some researchers believe there's something called an A spot, which is further up inside
the anus.
No, it's not the anus. Menace, pay attention because you
I
could
am.
Probably use some sex
okay,
tips.
Okay, all right, I am.
The A spot is further up inside the vagina from the G spot and might facilitate female ejaculation. How to reach it? Place both index and middle fingers inside her and stick out your thumb as if you're hitchhiking. It'll pull your fingers more snugly against her vaginal walls, stimulate both the A-spot and the G-spot simultaneously, then use your thumb to also stimulate her clitoris and gently twist your hand. I got to post that on the website. That's confusing. I need like a diagram with that one.
Schematics.
Exactly. Okay. Oh, here's one. Enjoy her lingerie. Few guys know how much a woman loves to be stroked with her bra and panties still on, so don't rush to get her naked. Okay. That is a great sex tip. I cannot tell you how good it, not just the fact that I put on lingerie and you think it's hot, but even just my bra and panties, even if they don't match and I wasn't trying anything, it feels amazing to be touched through my underwear and my bra. Like to touch my nipples through my, like not to take them off so quickly, but the material on, through the underwear and through the bra feels amazing.
Heavy
petting through before you take it off is a very hot move. And I recommend it to everybody. I think that most women get turned on by it. Okay? Focus on the details. Words she loves to hear. That freckle is beautiful. Focus on unique details about her and she'll know you haven't said the same thing to 47 other women.
Ego strokes.
True. I've had guys, because I do have a little freckle on my hand somewhere. Yeah. And I've had guys say, I love that freckle on your hand. And I'm like, oh, you noticed the freckle. He probably like noticed it and was like, I'm going to say that later. And it totally works.
Yeah.
Guys do notice little things like that.
Go,
so those
I'm
little sex
I'm
going to
show
tips.
You the freckle later on my wiener.
Exactly. He'll be like, I got one that I'd like you to suck. I mean, see?
See.
Okay. There's some sex tips for you.
All right.
Anything else you want to
I am good. We're going to be doing it early together next week, right?
Yeah, next week we've got an author on the show who wrote a book called Menu Dating, Tristan Cooper Smith, and it's all about how you should have a method to your madness of dating. So she's going to talk about that. And yeah, thanks everyone for listening. You can check out the show at sexwithemily.com, and you can check out my Facebook, Emily Hope Morse, and my Twitter, Emily Morse. And you can find Menace at whitemenace.com. And download the podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.